no man can come to the Father in heaven except he go through Jesus. Y'all know that? You can't go to God the Father and ask God the Father to get a prayer answered, although some of you may do it, and you never realize the prayer never got answered. You prayed to God. I've seen men do it, lots of them, and it never is answered. When they go around Jesus and you don't do it in the name of Jesus, you never get a prayer answered. It just don't work. So I told her, I said, you got to repent and tell God how sorry you are, and that from this day forth, you promise him you will submit to me in all things, that you'll ask me, anytime you have a need, you'll come and ask me to pray for you. She said, Lord, I'm sorry. I didn't know this. She said, Lord, I will do it. And so when she got repented, I reached her and laid my hand on her stomach, and I said, in the name of Jesus, that's all I got out. He instantly healed her, took away her pain, and in 5 minutes, she was sound asleep, just sawing logs. I mean, you know, praise God. Isn't that amazing that we obey God and he's always there? If God said do something, we do it. And, I mean, some women say, well, my husband's not saved. Well, then start doing your warfare praying for him. Go to the throne of grace. You know, learn how to get that guy saved. You know, I mean, beat upon the Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father's doorstep so much that, you know, he will hear your prayer when you go up there, when you pray for your husband. You can pray for your husband, just not yourself. When you go up there, pray. I mean, kick those devils out. You know, stand on the word, quote the word, and believe God that he will do what you ask him to do. And he will. And your husband will become. In fact, Cheryl, she's learned this so well. Her and these girls around here. I mean, there's been so many times, just like the last one, whenever she wanted a puppy. You know, she wanted this little puppy. And she said, honey, I want a dog, a puppy. I said, no way, ain't never going to have another dog in my house. No way, no dogs. So she said, okay. So she goes and gets Pat and I don't know who all, Rosemary or whatever, and said, we're going to take him to the throne of grace. So they went to the throne of grace and said, Lord, I want a puppy. Lord, my husband, he's being mean to me and he won't let me have one. I want a puppy. I know you made that little puppy and I know he'd be a blessing to my life, so I want a puppy. Thank you, Lord, for my new puppy. So a few days later, she says, has the Lord spoken to you yet? I said, about what? She said, my puppy. I said, no, and if he does, you ain't going to get it anyway. Now, doesn't that sound like a rebellious man? Huh? Oh, Lord. So you got to see there's hope for all of us, you know. I mean, even me, I get out of love once in a while. So her and the girls keep praying. And every once in a while, she asked me, well, has the Lord spoken to you? I said, about what? She said, the dog. I said, no, and we ain't going to have a dog, never. Well, they prayed two or three times. And then one night, I'm sitting in here studying for Sunday. And the Lord says, son, I made that little puppy for Cheryl. Now, why would you withhold something good that I made for my daughter? I said, God, I don't believe this. I don't believe this. Lord, I don't want a puppy. He said, I know you don't want a dog, but she wants one. And so it's not right for you to withhold something that I've made that will bless her life. So you let her have that puppy. I thought, okay, God, okay. So I get up and go to bed. When I get in, I get into bed. Cheryl comes in a few minutes. She said, well, has the Lord spoken to you? I said, about what? She said, about my puppy. I said, yes, he's spoken to me. She said, and? I said, you can have the dog. She jumps out of bed. I said, where are you going? She said, I'm going to print off her picture. I said, well, you already found this dog? Yeah, I've already found her. We've been praying over right here, running and got the picture of this little bitty tiny black dog weighed under 2 pounds. She said, here is my new puppy. Well, next Monday, they went over and picked up this little puppy. And I will have to say, we call her Lily. And she is the sweetest little thing. She weighs about 5 pounds now. She's nearly full grown. But she's the sweetest little thing. And even me and Dave, as hard-hearted as we were about dogs, we even love the little creature. You know, isn't that something? Now then, can you girls move the heart of God and the hand of God by going to the throne of grace as obedient daughters? Yes, you can. You can. So don't ever take no for an answer. You know, so when you pray, even if your husband's lost, go up there and pray for him. Say, Lord, this man you gave me, or this may not be the man you gave me, but the one I'm married to. Lord, because some of us didn't get the one God had for us. You know that? We chose him ourselves, and we messed up big time. Some of y'all know that. But you can change that man by going to the throne of grace and touching God with him, and God will change him and make him, he'll soften his heart, make him a total different man. How long is it going to take? I don't know, but what I can say is don't ever give up. Don't give up. Stay in there. Pray for him, and you will eventually see this man become a different man. So praise the Lord. Now then, in back to 1 Peter 2:22, and on 1 Peter 2:21-24, 1 Peter 2, we go back and we see that 1 Peter 2:22, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. He did no sin. That's to be mine and your goal. And if we can walk there, we won't never have to have any sickness and disease. Verse 23 and 24. In verse 23, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously. Now, when's the last time did your mate do something to you that you didn't like? Has yours ever done anything to you you didn't like? Or have you ever done anything that she didn't like? Never? Y'all are not normal. Every once in a while, Cheryl does something or I do something that doesn't set just right. I'll have to say, and you know, is it easy to lose your cool with the woman you love? With the man you love? Can you do that? Has anybody in here ever done that besides me? I'm telling you, it's easy to lose your cool with the person you love. Is it not? Sure, you love them. So the Lord says here, he says, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. So when they said, I don't want you to do this or that, you say, okay, honey, I'll not do it. And they begin to bug you and everything else, and you say, okay, honey, whatever you want me to do. I ain't going to go there with you. I'm not going to get into an argument. I'm going to walk in love. I'm going to do what God says. It takes a real man or woman to do that. You know that? It takes a real man or woman. And the enemy's always there to help you. He says, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness. If you're born again, when God sees you, he sees you in your sin being dead. You're dead. So you need to start seeing yourself like that. I am dead to sin. So Paul says in Romans 6, if I'm dead, then how in can a dead man sin? Can a dead man sin? No, he cannot. It's impossible, isn't it? So we need to learn how to kill this thing, don't we? We need to learn how to make it stay dead. Because if we do, then we can do what he says here. If we don't, it's when you raise this beast from the dead. That's when you create a problem. Somebody said, well, I ain't never seen nobody raised from the dead. Oh, yeah, you have too. You just didn't know it. You get a Christian, when they get a little upset with somebody and you don't do what they want, they can rise from the dead and tell you how the cow eat the cabbage. Can they not? Sure. Even your wife can do that to you. I remember one night, after we'd been married a little while, I told Cheryl, we won't go into details on her side, we'll just talk about mine. But we were coming home from church and I told her, she said, what are you doing up behind the ministry center? I said, well, I'm pouring concrete there. I'm going to build us a little condo, a little tiny place to live, a one bedroom, one bathroom. She said, what? You're going to build a bedroom and a bathroom for me to live in and you ain't even asked me what I want? I said, well, honey, I thought that you would love it. But she didn't love it. She was reading me the Riot Act. All the way home, she read me the Riot Act. Ooh, and it was after church, too, by the way. Yeah. She threw that in. After church, she was upset with her hubby. And, man, if I ever read a scripture that says, study to learn how to be quiet, I thought, man, this is the time for me to study to learn how to be quiet. I ain't saying a word. So we get home. We get out of the car. I start to unload the car. She comes back to the ministry center. Man, she's, God, what am I supposed to do with this man you gave me? Now then, she sounds like Eve, doesn't she? Now she's putting the blame on God. Are we good at that? Oh, sure we are. All of us. I've done it many times. And all of a sudden, what am I supposed to do with this guy, Lord? And just as clear as a bell, the Lord said, Cheryl, just love him. Is that what he said in the Word? Does that line up with the Word? Sure. Love your husband. So she said, oh, God, I'm so sorry. Lord, forgive me. And so she come out back where I was at, and she said, honey, are you outside? I said, yes, dear. She says, are you coming in soon? I said, I'll be in there in just a couple of minutes. So when I walked in, she said, grabbed me around the neck, hugged me and kissed me, and she said, will you forgive me? I said, well, of course. I said, what happened? She said, I was fussing about you to God. And what am I supposed to do with you? And he told me, I'm just to love you. And I looked up and I said, thanks, Dad. I sure did need that tonight. But is it in the Word? Yes, it's in the Word. Why don't we obey the Word all the time? Because we're humans. You know, God tells us what to do. He says, when he was reviled, he reviled not again, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness. And if we do all these things, by whose stripes you were healed. Now, if you meet all of the criteria down that list from 1 Peter 2:21 through 2:24, he says, by my stripes you are healed. So how much sickness and disease do you have to have if you obey him in everything he says? No, isn't that awesome? We have to have no sickness. You don't hear that taught in church very often, do you? Especially in the Baptist church me and you come out of, right? But it's here. God said it, isn't it? It's right there in your book. Now then, let's go to Mark 11, 22 through 26. This is very, very important. Mark 11, 22 through 26. And look at this. In Mark 11, you must believe before you see it. And it took me a long time to get a hold of this. I must believe before I see it. I got to believe it, and then I see it. That's not the way we do business, is it? We pray and we believe, and then you say, well, I don't know if God's healing me or not. I hope so. I still got that big old thing on my neck or on my breast or whatever it is. And 6 months now, it's still there, only it's bigger. And you say, well, I don't know whether he's healing me or not. It's getting worse. And your confession does not line up with the Word. So you don't get healed. You must believe before you see it. Mark 11, 22 through 26. Listen to this. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. What kind of limitations did our Master give us? None.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled, Miracles Are Available to Us, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.